John Legend defends his feminist baby, It's Cold Outside remake. By Warner Todd Houston on December 11, 2019. Singer John Legend is still reeling from the backlash to his pseing of the Christmas classic, Baby, It's Cold Outside, but he defended his version of the song saying it was the right tone for our #MeToo era. Legend jumped to defend himself in an interview with The Guardian, noting that he was a bit surprised over the backlash to a remake he thought was just going to be received as fun and silly. The paper noted many leftists had attacked the original 1944 Frank Lucer song, calling it rapey and sexist. Legend told the interviewer he was aware of the controversy over the original song and decided to rewrite it for a new age. Legend said he thought the song would be fun, and it would be newsworthy. He ruefully added, and, yeah, it was both. Instead, Legend's song garnered condemnation from a list of people including Dean Martin's daughter, Diana, actor Dennis Quaid, Star Trek star William Shatner, and British talk show host Piers Morgan. The row over the song seems to have caught Legend by surprise. The song was supposed to be silly. Legend exclaimed. It wasn't supposed to be preachy at all. I never disparaged the old version. And, by the way, the original writer, or his family, gets paid for my version, too. But Legend was defiant. He still sees nothing wrong with his version of the song. Legend told the paper. It's interesting, this whole backlash to the #MeToo movement. People thinking we've gone too far speaking up for a woman's right to not get raped or sexually harassed, when some would argue we've not gone far enough when we have an admitted sexual assailant in the highest office in the land. People think that because some people have lost their jobs, or have been expelled from Hollywood, like Weinstein, that we've gone too far. I don't agree. But people wanted the baby, It's Cold Outside war to be a proxy war for all that. That is quite a mischaracterization of the argument against both the song and the #MeToo movement, though. No one who feels the #MeToo movement has gone too far or who supports the song opposes a woman's right to not get raped or sexually harassed. Is Legend really saying someone who enjoys a song from 1944 as written supports rape? What they oppose is the wanton destruction of a classic, traditional song to satisfy sexism. And they also oppose the demonization of all men because of the criminal actions of a few. The song has also been unfairly maligned. Critics point to the line "What's in this drink" as evidence that the song is advocating drugging a woman's drink to rape her. Criticism of the line is just ignorance of history. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.